Two lap relay.
Away they go. They have got away. Adams right on the outside has gone away okay. Nicol Ashmead, a blazing run for Jamaica, and also Mitchell for the United States going out there in lane six. And he appears to be catching up on the Kenyan outside him. Adams of St. Kitts Nevis has really run strongly on the outside. He heard the starter all right. There is the changeover, and it's the Kitts on the outside and the Jamaicans and the Americans.
And it's Warren Weir for Jamaica. He's absolutely storming round in lane three. But so too is Curtis Mitchell. Mitchell tried to close the gap on the Kittitian, who had to go out hard because of the stagger. Mitchell, hands on. Oh, it's pretty tight between the Americans.
Oh, the Americans have lost the baton.
Oh, my word.
Wow, what's going on there? This is terrible. It's Lawrence Nelson, Kitson Nevis on the outside. Almost 10 metres clear of the Jamaicans chasing. Brown now has got to close the gap as much as he can as they come in now to the final leg.
Johan Blake has it for Jamaica. He is away and clear, but Clark is going well for St. Kitts and Nevis on the outside. But look at that turn of speed around the bend from Johan Blake. Johan Blake pouring it on and pulling away and clear from the rest of this world-class sprinting field. Close battle for second and third. Sub 120, Johan Blake takes it in a new world record. St. Kitts and Nevis second. A blistering time of 118.63. And sheer delight for the Jamaican quartet, because anchored by that man, Johan Blake, who endured such an injury-riddled 2013, stamping his credentials as one of the best 200-meter runners by anchoring that Jamaican quartet to victory and the World Relay Championship gold medal in a new world record time of 118.63.
It's the men's 4x200-meter winners from Jamaica with a new world record of 118.63. What a fabulous performance out there, guys. How did it go for you out there, Nicol?
We weren't good today. We came here with a plan to execute well, and we did that. So, I mean, we're record. We've got to be happy with that. We've got to thank God for that.
Jermaine, you've got a lot of depth in Jamaica. I mean, your team showed today how much depth there is in the country. I mean, is there a lot of youngsters coming through?
Yes, Jamaica, we have a lot of younger athletes coming through. And as I said, I was glad to be a part of this team, and I worked very hard this season to make it happen. So I just want to say thanks, and it was a good one.
And Warren, that was a fantastic performance out there for you today. How does it go just going in lanes all the way around in the 200? It's a little bit unusual.
It was a bit strange for me to run in 4x2 lane all around. But nevertheless, was a wonderful run. I'm sure that I'm in good shape. I'm just ready to carry on the season and see where it goes.
Johan, you brought the race home really strongly. You must be very pleased with the team.
Yeah, it was a team effort. I have to give God thanks. It was good. It was a good race, and we come out to execute what our coach taught us. We get the record, and that's what matters.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
The IAAF World Relays.
IAAF Radio.